famous Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, it says the Gemara that Amar Resh Lakish Golivi Yadua Lefnei Shemish Amar Vahaya Olam Shasid Haman Lishkol Shkolim Ayisrael Lefichol Chigdim Shikleim Lishkolov. Resh Lakish said that the Eibishter knew that Haman is going to pay Shkolim for Klai Yisrael, so therefore he was Magdim Klai Yisrael Parsha Shkolim, gives the Shkolim before and behind the Tanan. What happened was that every Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Korbanos Tzibur, the Tmidim, the Musafim, have to come from the Tzibur. What's Pshat the Tzibur? The Tzibur gave Machzis HaShekel every year, and from that money was collected together for all the Machzis HaShekel of Klai Yisrael, was collected, they brought the Korbanos. Every year on Rosh Chodesh Nisan started a new cycle. So Rosh Chodesh Adar already, Mashmir Ma'al HaShkolim. Says the Gemara, very strange thing. Gemara says that in order to be magdim, to offset the shkolim that Haman paid for Klai Yisrael, so we give machzis HaShekel before that, every year. That's what the Gemara says. So the first question is, which needs to be asked, is that in our eyes, the money that Haman paid, b'sach hakol, was money that he paid Achashverosh to convince him to agree to the Hashmir L'Aragel Abed. It's a minor event in the Megillah. What does it mean that there's a whole thing over here called we have to give shkolim to offset his shkolim? What's the shkolim? It's an event. It's part of the story. B'sach hakol he paid one. Achashverosh said, "Michael Tevis, I'll sign anyway and geendikt." What does it mean that that the shkolim is a tikkun for the shkolim? What's the shkolim here? But the emes is that's the first in the Megillah. Ve'yagid loy Mordechai es kol asher karo. Mordechai told Hasach the whole story. Ve'es parashas hakesef asher aman haman lishkol, and the money that Haman said, I'm going to pay. So, first of all, there's a diak. It says that the money became a parsha. Parsha kesek. It's a ganza parsha. But it's much more than that. It's a shocking pasuk. Listen to what he said. He told him everything that happened. What's everything that happened? Lahashmid, Lahavrig, Vlabi, the whole story. And the money. If he already told him Kol HaShek Karo, he could include the money. The money is a ganza parsha. It's a separate zakh. It's so important, the money piece, that it's separate from the whole story. He told him everything. And he told him about the money. Vadovai medarsheni. To have a pel. The emphasis is that the issue with the money is taka big zach. Toisus says, I'm saying over a Toisus. Toisus says in Megillah after Zion, it's a Toisus. Toisus says, how much did Haman pay for Klal Yisrael? Aseres alofim kikar kesef. Says Toisus, shomati, is a Toisus, I heard, shaseres alofim kikar kesef oilim chatzi shekel. Lekol echad miyisol, Klal Yisrael 600,000. 600 machzis hashekel adds up to aser asalof gear kavidin atosis, and that's what he paid for the pigeon of Klal Yisrael. As I say in atosis. So first of all, it comes out a few things that we give machzis hashekel is not just money for money. He also gave a machzis hashekel. He gave a machzis hashekel connected to Klal Yisrael, and that added up to the aser asalof gear kesef. And we give our machzis hashekel to offset the machzis hashekel that he gave. That's the first thing. So it's not stam our shkolim before his shkolim. It's first of all stated that this business of paying was a big zach. It's first of all stated amoyer de kazach. Stated that he came with the money wasn't the way we learn. How do we learn normally? What did he pay? He wanted to convince, quote unquote, Achashverosh. How do we understand the story? He wanted to convince Achashverosh to agree to kill the Yidden. So he did what he did with a guy. He gave him money. Achashverosh, no, I want to kill. That's how we learn the story, right? Abishnetach in this place is not like that. That the money he gave was to buy the yid. Pidyon. He was paying for every yid. If he's coming stam to convince, quote unquote, Achashverosh to sign up, so why does he have to give Machzis HaShekel klapi every yid? It's a pidyon for every yid. Give money, whatever he gives, write out a check. The answer is he wasn't coming to do that. He was coming to buy the yidin from Achashverosh. And that's why he paid for every yid, whatever yid, Machzis HaShekel. And that ends up to sales of Yishakel. First of all, the event that he gave the money wasn't a minor event. He was paying for Klal Yisrael. And he gave a machzis hashekel for Klal Yisrael, says Tosfos. And we give a machzis hashekel, k'negezeh, v'adov oimer darsheni. So the Shem Yishmuel says, Amar Yitikazach. Zok the Shem Yishmuel, Amar Yitikazach. Shem Yishmuel says, I don't know if he brings out the whole krich that I just said. that there's a parashas hakesef, and it's zeh keneged zeh. But he says a marid kazach. He says that the money, vibalt the money, was given to Achashverosh as a payment for Klal Yisrael. That means he was buying Klal Yisrael. That's what. So he says you can't buy ruchnius. You can only buy gashmius. You can't buy ruchnius. You can't buy pinimius. You can't. You can't. Why not? Because nobody's a bialim on it. Achashverosh is not a bialim to sell the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. He's not a bialim to sell the pinimius of Klal Yisrael. He's not a bialim for that. You can sell bodies. The Nazis, Yimach Shemoy, sold trucks, sold trains of Jews. Not too many, unfortunately. And not too many people gave money to buy the trains, which is a separate problem. I always think about, when I think about the Holocaust, maybe one of the spitz degradations of Klal Yisrael in the Holocaust, besides everything else, was they sold Jews for money. They sold them by the pound, by the train. They didn't sell them by human beings. They sold trains of Jews. There's nothing more mufka from what a Yid is than selling a train of a Jew. Cattle cars of Jews they sold. They sold them by the pound. It's like the Shem Yishmol, that when you sell something, that means you're shaylet on it. You're being mocking it, right? You can't be shaylet on the pneumius of a Yid. You can be shaylet on the goof of a Yid. Says the Shem Yishmol, Amor de Kazach. When Klal Yisrael, the Gemara says in Megillah, what was the chet? Nenu misudas achashverosh. They got into Gashmius. They got into Gashmius. Nenu misudas achashverosh. They got into Gashmius. That's all that happened, by the way. Nenu. That's Lashon of the Gemara, no? That's Lashon of the Gemara there. Who learned Megillah there? You learned Megillah? It's a Nenu, right? Nenu says, I don't know. They enjoyed it. They had a good time. And by the way, there was a kosher section there. It doesn't say the HF. It was special kosher, like they say on the plains. Yeah? It was special kosher, and it was Mahadrin, and everything. Nenu Misudas Achashverosh. They had enough from it. They got into the Gashmius too much, yeah? Says the Shem Yishmol, you got into the Gashmius. I say, you got into Gashmius? So then you're Megushim to Kazakh, so then you could be sold. That means you're more into the Chitzonius than you're into the Ruchnius. So then you're sellable. You're Ivar LaSeicher. You're something which is marketable. So I was thinking, I'm worried to Kazakh. So what's the Tikkun of the Machzis HaShekel? Maral says in Parshas Truma, in Gur Aryeh, I'm worried to Kazakh. He says, what's the symbolism, says the Maral, of Machzis HaShekel? Dr. Maral, a shekel is Esrim Gero. A shekel is 20. Machzis HaShekel is Asor Gero. Dr. Helig Maral, the Gemara says in Nida Daf Lamed Aleph, that there are three shots from a person: father, mother, and Ebishta. The father and the mother, each of them give five ingredients to the physicality of the person. What are the five ingredients? Father gives Atzomois, Gidin, Tzipornayim, Moyach. The mother gives Basar, or here, the Ebishta gives 10 things: Ruach, Neshama, Ria, Shmia, Das, Bina, Haskel. Dr. Maral, the Ebishter gives 10 things which are ruchnius to kazachin. Ability to see, the ability to hear, ability to think, the neshama, the ruach, etc. So he says, it's 10 chalokim of ruchnius and 10 chalokim of gashmius. A machzis HaShekel is half. The asor geira, says the Maral, is connected to 10 of the Akosh Baruch Hu gives. He brings a raya. He says, the pasuk says that the machzis HaShekel was lechaper al nafshei seichem. It came to be machaper for the neshama, which does an avera. The neshama is 10. That's the lashon of the Maral. That means the yisoid of giving the machzis HaShekel was the yid articulating his neshama. By the way, it's not just the Maral; it's a Rashi in this week's parsha, right? What does Rashi say? Niskasha Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had a hard time with the machzis HaShekel. So what does Rashi say? Ze yitnu vashteitin Rashi nu. Kosh Baruch Hu was hoitzi matbea shel esh. Kosh Baruch Hu took out a coin of fire. The Chazal say two more words, Rashi doesn't bring it down. The Chazal that Rashi is quoting says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out a matbeah shel esh mitachas kisei hakoved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out a coin of fire from under the kisei hakoved. You hear me, sir? What's the kisei hakoved? Kisei hakoved is the place of Nishmois Yisrael, the place where Yid comes from. Achelek el kavimal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that you have the ability to articulate. That means the Machzis HaShekel is the way that we articulate the chelek of the neshama of us, the 10. And we give it, and we find in ourselves, by the way, and it's that chelik that goes to the korban. Because why can't you give a shekel to the korban? No, because you're not giving a shekel. We spoke in other years, which I'm not going into. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, the Flamed Zayin, the human being is called a coin. A human being is called a coin. He's a combination of guf and neshama. But the Eibishter said, give a machzis HaShekel. Give that here for you. Donate it for the korbanos. We'll talk more about the Korbanos in a minute. I was thinking, so it comes to there's two halves to the person. There's 10, which is the Ruchnius. That the Maral says is the Machzah Shekel. That's the Matbeah Shadesh. That's a Rashi, by the way. And then you have 10, which is the Gashmius. So when Klai Yisrael was Nenef and Suda Sachashevish, they got into Gashmius, they got into Chitzenius, they got into the petty things. So they're sellable. So he sold them for the Machzah Shekel for the other half. For the good, for the Gashmius, the Gehef. And the Abish said, Higdimu Shkolov, Shkoleim, Shkolov. But we give the other Machzah Shekel. We give the half for the Chapra Nafshe Sechem. And Mimelo, that's Misakin, the Machzah Shekel that he wanted to buy Klai Yisrael with. That's Niflamoid. That's why it's the Machzah Shekel, Klapi the Machzah Shekel. But there's another Nafkamina of this. I want to tell you a Dover Nifla Mamish. It says over there in the Gemara that what was the haschola to get to the matzav of selling them? It says, Yeshnoi am mefuzo mefoirod. They're disconnected. Why is that Megea to Haman? So there's a very tifa zach. The Shem Yishmol also says this. And others say it also. Why is Haman telling Achashverosh mefuzo mefoirod? What's that? They're separated. They're detached. They're scattered all over. The Das Tfunis, the Ramchal, he says that the way the Ra appears in the world, the way evil appears in the world, is appears in the world that the world is mefuzah mefoira, the world is scattered. It means the person gets up, looks at Teva, and he sees a bunch of details. He doesn't see the connection between them. He doesn't see the Pnimius. He doesn't see the Ebishta behind it. So Teva, by nature, is scattered all over. Mefuzah mefoira uses the same Lashon as Haman used. That means mefuzah mefoira comes from the fact that I don't see what connects the dots. I see an entire bria. I see details without an end. I don't see the connection. It's mefuzah mefoira. The world is teva is mefuzah mefoira. There's a moritik of Maral. The Maral says, it says in the Teichacha, b'sheva drochim yanusu. You're going to run away with 7 ways. Says the Maral, why 7? Why not 20? Why not 5? Says the Maral, 7 is derech hateva. Right? The world was created in 7 days. 8 is mila, is supernatural. Shmini atzeres is shaleka derech hateva. So when the Pasuk wants to describe how you're going to scatter in the time of the Teichacha, it uses the number 7 because 7 is Teva, and Teva is not connected. Teva means I don't see the Pnimius. Teva means that everything is, I don't connect the dots in the Bria. B'sheva drochim yanusu lefanecha, they're going to run away in 7 drochim because everything's going to scatter. There won't be anything that brings it together. We won't see any Pnimius. In the Chitzenius, things don't connect. Once he gets up in the morning, he sees the whole world. Nothing, what's one of Shachas the other? You don't see the Ebishta. So it's mufuzo mufoirod. Says the Heilige Shem Yishmol and the Maral and the Svasemes that pizor, detachment, comes from Chitzenius, not Pnimius. In the Pnimius, we're all the same. Ata echad, v'shimcha echad, v'ikamchi goyis echad. I once saw Mori Dikazach, there was a Talmud Chacham over here, not here, in the main building, when there was only a main building, when there was only half the main building, and that was the whole yeshiva, before we had events in stadiums. And I saw one of the Talmud Chacham in the yeshiva used to speak to somebody there. It was a Nebuch, it was one of the crowd in Beis Yisrael Shtiblach. Nebuch, lost, not normal 100%, shocking shape. And one of the Micham was Mekarvim very much. And I remember he asked me, it's a story from 40 years ago. And he asked him, why you Mekarvim so much? What's up? That was a mega Nebuch. And Nebuch, so he said to me, I understand you. He said to me, if this guy would be a son of what was then the biggest gvir in the world, Reichman. He said, if you'd be a son of Reichman, you would ask me such a question, why am I talking to him? No, he wouldn't ask me, right? See, that he's the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't see his Pnimius, you only see his Chitzenius, that he's a Nebuch dragging his feet around, not taking a shower for a week. You can't see that you can't see the Pnimius, you only see the Chitzenius. Says the Shem Yishmol, all Pirud comes from the Chitzenius. I don't like him, I don't like his outside, I don't like how he looks, I don't like what he says, I don't like how he dresses, I don't like the angle he wears on his hat, I don't like how thin his payas are, I don't like how thick his payas are, I don't like anything. And all that is from looking at the Chitzenius, not looking at the Pnimius. In the Pnimius, everything's one. Ata echad, v'shimcha echad, mika amcha Yisrael, goy echad bo, it's all ein zach. So mefuzah mefoirod in Klal Yisrael is a reflection of mefuzah mefoirod in the Bria. That's Amalek. Amalek says, everything's a mikra. There's no connection between it. There's no connection between events. What's a mikra mean? Asher korcha baderach, says Rashi, everything's a mikra. Everything's a happenstance. Everything's arbitrary. What does that mean? What does mikra mean? It means that there's no connection between event A, A, B, and C. It's not part of a process. There's nothing behind it. So the whole world is mefuzah mefayrud. But when the world is mefuzah mefayrud, we're mefuzah mefayrud. We're not connected to anything. Because in the same way, I don't see the penimius in the Bria, I don't see the penimius in somebody else. Vimela, vibalt de mefuzah mefayrud, so they're the other half of the machas hashekel, so I can sell them. Because the goof I can sell. I can't sell the penimius. I have to tell you, the Kovit Shabbos and the Kovit Mishnichas Adam Mamasimcha, I'm Moiri the Kazakh. Mamash Moiri the Kazakh. The Gemara says in Menachos, the Samachay, I'm giving you a present now. The Gemara says in Menachos, the Samachay, that Tzdukim used to say that a Yochid brings a carbon tomber. It's the gate to this week's parasha, by the way, because the parasha Shkolim is for the carbonus. The Tzdukim used to say that a Yochid could bring a carbon. Why? Because it says, "As a kevas echo tase ba boiker." As a kevas hashini tase bein arba'im. What's tase mean? Says Rashi Lashon Yochid. So a private guy can bring a carbon tomit. What the Purushim answer? Chas Hashalom. It's a carbon ilachmi lisha tishmeru. Tishmeru is plural. So the tzibur has to bring a tomit. Fege hakasha, but it says tase. It says single. The answer is tase is going on the tzibur. It means the tzibur is called one person. It says Hashem Yisrael Amori the Gazach. He says, it's the Tzukim L'shitasam. The Tzukim don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, right? They only believe in Torah Shabbat Ksav. Torah Shabbat Peh is the Pneumius of the Bria. Torah Shabbat Peh is the Pneumius of Torah. Torah Shabbat Ksav is the outside, right? It's here. But the Pneumius is Torah Shabbat Peh. It's what's inside it. You don't see it. It's not written. It's not in front of you. But it's the Neshama. Torah Shabbat Peh, by the way, is also the Pneumius of a Yid. Chaye Oilam Nata B'Sachenu says the Torah is Torah Shabbat Peh. It's the Torah Shabbat Peh in every Yid. So this is what he said. The Tzukim only see the chitzenius, they don't see the pinimius, yeah? So they can't imagine that a bunch of yidin could become one. So tase is a yochid, it can't be a rabbim. It can't be that the rabbim comes together and becomes one unit. How can you take a bunch of gufim and make them one? How do you connect the dots? Because that's the tztukim l'shitasam, that they only see what you have in front of you. But if you live a pinimiusdik alive, you can see that the things are connected. So then a tzibur could be a tase, it could be a yochid. The male of the fizeh comes out of dover nifla, watch. The purpose of the Machas HaShekel is to give money for the Tzibur. It means the purpose of the money is that it shouldn't stay private. It should merge into the Tzibur. So it comes out that if you bought the Machas HaShekel was the Matbea Shaleish, it was the 10 Geira that the Maral talks about, which is the Neshama. So it served two purposes. A, first of all, it was Mesakin, the sale of Haman, because you can't sell the Neshama. And Tzveitens, it created the Karbanos of the Tzibur, because the way you created Tzibur is to fix the Mefuzah Mefayrod. So mefuzah mefayrod is because you don't connect the dots because you only see the chitzenius. You don't see the pinimius. How do you create a tzibur? By the pinimius. And the machas hashekel, which is representing the neshama, is the pinimius. It's the tase. By the way, that tase is from the machas hashekel. Who's you? The tzibur. How did you create the tzibur? Everyone gave a machas hashekel. How did the machas hashekel turn into tzibur money? Because the machas hashekel was the neshama. It was the opposite of mefuzah mefayrod. It's the opposite of mefuzah mefayrod. So it's tase. It's the pinimius of the zach. It's one zach. Once it's one zach, you also can't sell it. You can't sell the neshama of a yid. The neshama of a yid is not for sale. Nobody has control over it. Not in Auschwitz, not in Buchenwald, the neshama of a yid, that nobody can sell. That's not for sale. Nobody has control. The goof, you can sell. So the minute they articulated the asara geira of the neshama, which is the pinimius of the zach, then you can get to tzibur, then you can create a tzibur, then you can bring the karbanas from it, and then you can't sell us. So we bought ourselves back from Haman.